This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The cost of living in Colorado Springs is the highest in more than two decades. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The Gazette cites national data that shows the cost of living in the Springs at nearly 103% the national average. It's the highest that figure has been since 1997. Last year, the city was 99.9% of the national average. Housing and transportation costs were the primary drivers of the increase. The housing market in the Springs has been on a tear in recent years, though the average single-family home is still about $100,000 less than in Denver. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Denver's Crush Walls Street Arts Festival is on the horizon. CPR's Andrew Villegas explains.
The annual Arts Fest will go on despite the COVID-19 pandemic. In September, the events will welcome 100 artists to make 40 murals and other art pieces in the Rhino Arts District. The events attract artists from all over the world, as well as locally. And organizers say they received more than 700 applications this year. It will feel a little different, however. There will be greater social distancing in place and more digital-only events to avoid spreading the coronavirus. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, lines at voting polls moved swiftly or more smoothly around much of Kentucky despite worries that pandemic safety measures would derail voting in today's primary. Then scientists are accelerating deforestation and development may increase the risk of pandemic diseases, and the current coronavirus pandemic may actually make the trend worse. Kentucky primary, deforestation, and pandemics next on All Things Considered. Coming up in 10 minutes, voters ranked health care as a key issue of the 2020 elections before the pandemic hit. For some voters, COVID-19 has made the urgency of health care even clearer.
Now with this pandemic, I do hope that it kind of ignites a fire under a lot of people's butts that, like, yeah, a lot of people don't have insurance.
CPR health reporter John Daly has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 86 in Denver, 75 in Vail, 93 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.